Welcome back to Sports Talk, 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM. Glad to have you with us. Rivard and Batch, both with us. Bart on assignment today. I think he was driving up to Cherryvale to get set for that Caney Cherryvale game tonight. Guys, good evening.
Hello.
Evan, what? Hey, Evan, your streak now of week four, 0 week, 5 weeks of outstanding bumper music continues.
Yeah, you like that one?
Don't you even let these guys talk to you about the Miley Cyrus week.
That was a good one. Yeah.
It was a great one.
Oh, I know that one was good.
Yeah, you're doing great, Evan.
Yeah, hey, speaking of Evan, since we're talking about him, let's everybody tonight, if you see him, give him a big shout out. Tomorrow's his birthday.
He's happy birthday, Evan. So, all right.
Happy birthday to Evan.
We are so glad you were born, Evan.
Yes.
Bring him some popcorn, a hot dog, or something like that. If you see him,
I'll need it. I don't think I'm getting any free food tonight.
Oh, gosh, guys. If you see Evan tonight at the game, or can make your way up to the front of the press box, hand him something through the window.
Yeah, just toss it through the window.
This is a young, hungry man.
Just throw it at him.
Bring him a cake.
I had a lot of burger before the game last week. That didn't turn out so good, so I'm going to have to switch it up tonight.
What do you mean it didn't turn out so good? You mean on the back end? Because it sure looked delicious.
No, I mean, the Bartlesville lost when I ate the
lager. Oh, I see
what
you're
meant
saying.
By that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I thought you were talking about the
back end. No, I wasn't talking about that back end.
Because a lot of burgers outstanding.
Different kind of back end. So, as far as the standings go from last week, Rivard won last week, 7-4. No one did great. Batch was 6-5. Bart was 5-6. Bart missed every college football game last week that he picked.
Good job, Bart.
So it's a good thing he wasn't in Las Vegas because that was terrible.
That was bad.
That is.
Hey, we had a couple, I would say, surprises for me with Hominy beating Pawhuska.
Do you remember me talking about this last week? Do you remember that? Because I said it was going to be closer than you thought.
And I believe I referred to that as my game of the week.
Yeah, you did. You did. And it was the game. It was a good game. I don't know if you guys if you haven't checked out KPGM right here, KPGMTV.com, Bartlesville was done pretty early. That was a ground-and-pound game last week. I got to watch the whole fourth quarter. Really good stuff, KPGMTV.com. They missed a field goal, Pawhuska did, with 3 seconds left, I think, and you got to see it right there on the screen. It was really cool. It's a good ball game.
I listened to it on the radio, and it sounded fantastic.
Hey, could you believe that the Fighting Stashes went down like that?
The way that they did was a little surprise. I wasn't surprised that they lost. Yeah, they lost. I mean, it was over at halftime.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. Kind of a wild week last week.
It was a little bit. So let's go ahead and get into the schedule week number four action. And we'll start north of the border. The 3-0 Caney, Kansas Bullpups take on the Cherryvale Chargers this evening in what I think is a Montgomery County rivalry tonight.
The
Cherryvale Chargers.
That's right. Chargers and Bullpups.
We know that the Bullpups are rolling. And I don't know what Cherryvale's made of. But I'm telling you, they got a test tonight, and it's all, I think, due to this Stapleton kid. I mean, he could be a legit D1 prospect here, and I think that the Bullpups are going to roll. I'm riding them all the way.
Cherryvale, by the way, is 1-2. They blew out Leon Bluestem, and they have a 4-overtime loss to Fredonia.
Oh, wow.
Why did they play a jazz musician the first week?
And then they lost to Erie by 1 point. So they have a 1-point loss and a 4-overtime loss.
Can you repeat their first week game?
You don't know Leon Bluestem? I like it.
I used to listen to him on cassette.
Okay, Leon Bluestem, my high school played in their league when I was in high school. So I know all about Leon Bluestem. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be taking.
Have you ever driven through Bluestem? It's right outside Augusta. It's right outside. It's 15-20 miles east of Augusta off Highway 400 there.
Okay. See, he thinks that we are from the state of Kansas, and we even know where Augusta is.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Bullpups.
Augusta's 15.
No, I already picked the Bullpups.
Yeah, Augusta's 15 miles east of Wichita. So Leon Bluestem is probably 30, 40 miles east of Wichita.
You don't have to put it up on the map.
Let's move on.
Okay, we'll move on to Barnsdall. Panthers, as we mentioned, were 3-0. They were riding but lost big time to Summit Christian last week. They're the only team we're going to pick tonight that is in non-district play as Barnsdall takes on Claremore Christian this evening. So the 3-1 Panthers will take on a – sorry, 2-1 Panthers, to beg your pardon, take on a 4-0 Summit Christian. No, that's wrong. Claremore Christian is not in the OSSAA. So.
Yeah.
Unsanctioned.
And it's not even going to be a
– Well, then you know what's going to happen, don't you?
They're going to fly.
And I think we knew after last week that the Fighting Stashes are going to get right. They're going to absolutely roll tonight over Claremore Christian. I look for the Stashes to win big.
So yeah. couple bull pups, couple Panthers, sorry.
Yeah, this more than likely be a run rule.
Yeah. I mean, running clock, second half.
No, it's run rule. Game's over.
Oh, they call it at halftime?
Oh, yeah.
They do at 8 man.
Sure
yeah.
do.
Oh, that's right. And I didn't know. Game's I did a Barnsdall playoff game. Man, who did they lose to? It's in Tulsa. Was it Rejoice? No.
Rejoice hadn't played 8 man.
What other 8 man's? What's the 8 man school in Tulsa? Real bougie. It's kind of midtown South Tulsa. I did their playoff game. I don't know, it was last year. I think it was last year. Then I didn't know anything about this 8 man halftime. They just walked off the field second quarter.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, let's pack up the stuff. I
guess that's awesome. Done.
It was that we were done with it. So anyway, yeah, Barnsdall, Claremore Christian, couple Panthers. Let's go to Oklahoma Union. Oklahoma Union is at Afton this evening. Cougars have lost a couple in a row. This is an Afton bunch that Oklahoma Union's blown out the last couple of seasons. Their head coach, though, Stephen Trammell, says he thinks that's going to be a little bit closer this year. Oklahoma Union is officially 1-1. They took their NOAA game off OSSAA rankings. I don't know what that's about. Afton is 1-2. They got a win over Hulbert last week. They have pretty big blowout losses to Fairland and Colcord prior to that win over Hulbert.
Man, this could be a good game, guys.
It could.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't obviously know much about Afton. That's over there by Grand Lake, right?
Mm-hmm. Fairland, all of it.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma Union. I think we should go with the local when in doubt.
I agree.
And I don't like them being on a losing streak, so I think they get right tonight.
I agree. I think Oklahoma Union gets back tonight, gets some young players, some more experience, so every week they're just going to get
Can they still make the playoffs, Evan?
I think they can.
Yeah.
Their district, no offense to Pawhuska in Commerce, but outside of those two, who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
It's very open, I believe.
Okay.
Let's go to another team who we hope can make the playoffs, Caney Valley, 3-0 for the first time in 9 years. The Trojans are at home tonight in their district opener against Woodland. They beat Liberty last week, which was maybe a little bit of a surprise. Liberty had beaten them in years past. Woodland will probably be the best team they've played so far. Woodland has a 5-point win over Oklahoma Union. They beat Newkirk by 40, and then they lost by 2 last week at Moreland, which is back in my neck of the woods in Woodward County.
Yeah, yeah. Batch, what are you –
You want me to go first?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you, I am so proud of Caney Valley being 3-0, and it's the first time ever, right?
First time since 2012. I think they were 8-2 in 2012.
Well, I love this, and we've been keeping an eye on them for the last couple of years. I know that the Liberty win was a big emotional win, but I don't see any reason why they don't keep rolling tonight over Woodland. So I'm gonna take them, and I hope they go 4-0. That'd be awesome.
You know, if they were playing at home, I would probably take them. But
they are at home. Yep,
they are.
Well, now you've locked it in, haven't you? Yeah,
we're gonna
But listen, this is gonna be a tough game because Woodland has a lot of tradition. They're you know, good year in, year out.
Yeah.
So, you know, Trojans, you're going to have to bring your A game. Go make us proud.
They've got a mall named after them in Tulsa. They're so good.
Wow.
And a neighborhood here in Barlesville.
That's a horrible joke.
Okay, let's go to 8-man football once again. A district opener for Copan, third straight home game for Copan. They're at home against Blue Jacket. Blue Jacket is 3-0. Copan's 0-3. That being said, Blue Jacket's wins are against Northwest Arkansas, Chautauqua, and Crossings Christian. They've not played a OSSAA team. I think we talked about this last year. Blue Jacket's head coach's name is Lee Blue Jacket. And that is not a joke. That is 100% true. I saw that, and I asked Coach Foreman for Copan if that was real. He said, no, I don't think that's right. He texted me yesterday and goes, hey, by the way, his name actually is Blue Jacket.
That is outstanding.
That's
so, yeah, that's pretty weird. But anyway,
that's good.
Well, unfortunately, that means I'm just going to take Blue Jacket. I really don't know how a team whose coach
isn't that
is
bizarre?
The name of the town.
How many last names were Blue Jacket?
That can't be. I mean, that
it's bizarre. Crazy. It's crazy.
They're going to go undefeated.
I mean, it's
Evan,
nuts.
While you're on there. The Cross Christian.
Yeah.
Click on that.
You can't click on it, so they're not an OSSAA team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in Oklahoma City? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Is that the one that Husker played?
I'm Blue pretty Jack? Sure.
Because it's eight, man.
I'm pretty sure that Wesleyan Christian used to play them when they were in that Christian Schools League. Yeah, now, of course, they're back in the OSSA. So that's the only thing I know about Crossings Christian. Pretty sure. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. I think I know Copan's got some more kids out. That's going to help them out a lot, but I think Blue Jack would be just too much for him tonight.
My brother one time asked me if – so there used to be a punter that played for the Philadelphia Eagles, and his name was Jeff Feagles. And my brother said, do you know another player where if you remove a letter, he's the mascot of the team?
Yeah. Lee Blue Jacket. I wonder what he looks like. I don't know.
Yeah,
I love that story. Okay, Wesleyan Christian on the road at Welch. Mustangs got a halftime blowout win at Watts last week. Welch is undefeated, but they really hadn't played anyone either. This was a game Wesleyan Christian won big time in Bartlesville last year. District opener for them as well. Wesleyan Christian at Welch.
I'm taking the Mustangs tonight.
Wow.
I am.
They
blew them out last year. They've got the confidence, getting better and better. So.
I think Coach Cloud said both teams have graduated one senior off that team from last year.
Oh. Yeah, I just knew you were going to take Welch. I'm also taking Wesleyan Christian. I like where they are right now.
Have you been watching them practice?
No, have you?
Yeah, when I drove by.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, I get a 1 minute look at their practice. Yeah,
little quarterback through a deep ball.
I can't tell who. I can't tell which one is Micah Seaver's son, but I know he's good.
Man, they got some athletes on that team. They got some guys I think would probably play for Bartlesville if
that's
they were
awesome.
Out. So that's a team that's going to probably make the playoffs, I think, pretty easily.
Great.
Interesting ball game tonight right here on KPGM. Pawhuska at home against Commerce. Other kind of program in the Huskies district that may vie for the title. The game tonight might decide who wins the district. I think it's definitely possible. Pawhuska's lost two in a row. I don't know if you guys listened to the sports this morning, but I really enjoyed Matt. I always enjoy listening to Matt Hennessy. Matt Hennessy said something to the extent of, this week I told everyone if you're here for the free orange Nike gear and the free meals, then you need to hop off the train.
That was awesome.
We're moving forward without you. He said it's time to put up or shut up. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was really good. It's a very Matt Hennessy type of thing to say. Anyway, they're at home against Commerce tonight.
Well, he just laid it out. I listened to that interview, and he laid it out for the kids. Said he had a come to Jesus meeting with them at halftime. They responded at halftime, come back against Hominy. A great game, kind of a shocker for me. I didn't think Hominy would beat them. And, man, it sounds like Pusk hasn't played very well up until the second half last week. So Coach Hennessy said they had a great week of practice this week, and kids got right. And hopefully they're healthy. I know they've had some injuries and some things.
Yeah, Drummond was banged up last week. He had to come out.
Yeah, they're kind of fighting the injury bug a little bit. So. This week, though, it is for the district championship for sure. So, but it's at Pawhuska, so I'm take the Pawhuska Huskies.
I'm doing the same thing. I love these moments, kind of these watershed moments where the coach draws a line in the sand. And I know they're young, but usually a good team will respond the way you want them to. So I'm all in. I think they get it done tonight.
That's going to be a good ball game. The next three we have on the list are games where our local teams are unfortunately pretty heavy underdogs. Nowata at home against Sperry, district opener for the Ironmen tonight.
Sperry Pirates last week, they played Wagner Bulldogs. Wagner Bulldogs, you know, traditionally are very, very good. Mm-hmm. You know, year in, year out, win state championship or play for it. And Sperry Pirates had them down going into
had
the
half-time.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And
ended up losing
by
a lot, I think.
Yeah. And then they ended up getting blown out late. I think it – I don't remember what the final was.
I think it was 42-14, something like that.
That sounds right. But they played well. So Coach Park does a great job, you know, got a fantastic club. Unfortunate part is, you know, Nowata's still kind of struggling a little bit. They had the week off last week. So I'm hoping that it is a better game than what we anticipate. But – good luck to the Ironmen, but I think the Pirates are going to be just too much for you tonight.
Yeah, same. I feel bad about it, and I know that they're trying hard over in Nowata, but Sperry's pretty good, so I think they're – going to win big.
Yeah. Let's go to a ball game where I know head coach for the Dewey Bulldoggers, Trent Turner. I think he told Max that he thinks they've got a shot tonight at home against Adair. Obviously, the Bulldoggers will be underdogs in that one, but it sounds like there's some internal confidence. I think they're going to get some guys back who hadn't played before. Nothing official on that probably until you hear the pregame show at 6:30 tonight on K-Rig, but Dewey hosts Adair this evening.
Go ahead, Batch. I'm going to let you go before.
Well, before I go. How did the Mullican kid do last week?
Yeah, he was out, I believe, and I think there's a chance he's back tonight. But I'll have to tune in at 6:30 to find out.
Okay. Well, I look forward to tuning in. I am going to take the Bulldoggers in a rare move for me. It hasn't worked out for me to do reverse psychology this year so far, so I'm going to take the Bulldoggers here in an upset at home on a beautiful Friday night and see what happens.
Well, a little bit about this. Adair is, I would say they're down a little bit from what they have been.
Yeah.
You know, they lost several kids last year, and replacing those kids is very difficult. Dewey also gets the Munniger kid back this week. That's going to help him out a lot. That's going to be huge for him. And they get several other kids. I spoke with Coach Turner this week, and he was very, very excited about this game. And, you know, he says they're going to win this game. And being an old Bulldogger, I have a hard time doubting it. I think that they're going to come out. It's homecoming. There's going to be a lot of Bass alumni there, and so it's going to be, you know, a fantastic night for it. So I'm taking the Bulldoggers tonight over to Adair Warriors, and just a straight-up outright win.
Let's go to Bartlesville. Bruins at home against Bixby. Probably the toughest game of the season for the Bruins. Spartans have won 39 in a row, 1,127 days without a loss. They're 3-0 so far this year. Bartlesville lost a ball game. It probably looked worse than it really was against Collinsville last week, 42-7.
Collinsville last week? Last week was
Collinsville.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is kind of a no-brainer here that Bixby is the best team in the state of Oklahoma. Would you agree, Evan?
I think they certainly were last year.
They've played Jinx and they've played Union and all of them.
Yeah.
And they're the best team, whether you're in 6A1 or 6A2. It doesn't matter. Bixby's the best team. And I wish I could go watch this game tonight. I'm going to go up and watch the Bulldoggers instead because I'd love watching Bixby. I mean, they're phenomenal. But, you know, a young Bartlesville team is going to – you know, they're going to see what a big-time program is like that with, you know, superior athletes that are, you know, these are seniors. Bartlesville's got a bunch of young kids. And so, you know, that hopefully they'll learn some stuff tonight, but it's going to be tough for them to get the win.
All right. So, here's the deal. Bruins lost last week to number one in 5A.
Uh-huh.
They lost the week before that to, like, number 8 in 5A. And now they're going to play number 1 in 6A2 and number 20 in the nation, right?
Yeah.
You've heard of the Miracle on Ice. You saw Loyola Chicago and what they did as a 16 seed a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament.
You saw the Mighty Ducks.
You haven't seen anything until you see the biggest upset in the history of high school football happened tonight at Dungeness Memorial Stadium. That's not what it is.
No, it's Custer Stadium.
Custer Stadium tonight. You guys listen to me carefully. The Bruins are going to win this game. Do you understand?
You know, it's – if I don't know. I guess Batch wasn't around here then, but in 2017 – that was a Bartlesville team that wasn't very good. No offense to Bartlesville. That was the year that John McKee had to resign early on, and I think they went 1-9 if my memory serves me correctly. I think that they were down by like one at halftime at home against Bixby that year. Something wild. Now Bixby wasn't probably what they are today in 2017. That was still Bixby's always been good. That was a very surprising. And remember last year, they were only ahead by like one touchdown against Ponca at halftime. So I'm not saying that you know, I mean, Bixby will probably win by a pretty decent margin if we're using our heads. But there's been some history where some wild things have happened. If you can hang around in there, who knows?
You never know. That's why you play the game.
That's exactly right.
That's why you
get
play
a couple
game.
Turnovers. You never know what's going to happen.
So we didn't talk about Owosso Union.
Yeah,
we didn't. We can do Owosso Union. I usually skip Owosso, but yes, Owosso is at Union. That is a very big game. It's number one versus three, I believe, in 6-1. Yeah.
I want to get the high school football expert's take on that before I pick.
Oh, I'm taking Owosso all the way. I mean, Owosso is – they're probably the second or the third best team in the state.
Yeah, that's my gut, and I don't know that Union is what they traditionally have been.
Yeah.
But I still think it'll be a good game. And I heard Evan on the sports report talking about my buddy Jared Gallagher being on the call tonight. I'm assuming that's because they're at Union.
He does the road at home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like Owosso there. They're playing really good.
Let's go to some college games. Let's just start with the Sooners. Usually we've done Big 12 straight up. I guess we'll just continue to do that. OU at home against West Virginia.
No, we can't pick that straight up.
Okay, fine. Then OU is minus 17 against West Virginia.
And I got to tell you guys something.
Oh, we got
that's
listen.
A big number.
Yeah, it is.
West Virginia, however, my rule, I think I said this on the air last week. My rule is not picking a team after an emotional win. And that West Virginia win over Virginia Tech was huge for them. And OU is just absolutely getting right. And so I think they probably cover the 17. They're going to for sure win. And I probably like them to cover the 17, but that number is about right.
I like them to cover it because Lincoln Riley, you know, he's kind of been questioned over the last week or so about his offense.
And Rattler.
And their production. And Rattler, of course. And that's – Lincoln Riley is the best offensive coordinator, you know, play caller, whatever you want to call it, in the nation. I mean, he is so good. So I can foresee him being upset this week and them going out and putting a whole bunch of points on the board. So I'm taking the Sooners. I'm going to get into 17.
Oklahoma State at home, a six-point favorite over Kansas State.
That's nuts.
It is.
The minute I saw this line come out.
A lot of the opening lines were nine.
I know. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Several sportsbook have it at nine.
And look, it's like my brother used to say, you know, you see all those big shiny buildings out there in Vegas? They know what they're doing. And so they must know something that we don't know because this seems crazy to me.
Yeah, it does.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to take the Wildcats.
Oh, I think that's a great bet.
And I know that their quarterback went down, who seems like he's been – doesn't it seem like Skylar Thompson has been there Evan, for about 10 years?
He's a COVID super senior,
kind of like Purdy at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just – something seems – iffy here to me, and the Cowboys haven't exactly been world beaters, so this may be the week that they get cracked.
And the Cowboys have had more injuries this year than they have ever had, and that was their defensive coordinator talking, that they have never had injuries like this.
Yeah, they don't have.
They said they don't even know when they come out to practice who's going to be there.
Do you know there's not a single person on the offensive line that was projected to start on the offensive line this year?
Is that right?
Seems like that every year, by the way. Yeah. Seems like that happens every year.
Yeah.
But Casey Dunn said they have more hurt wide receivers than healthy ones. So that's why the walk-on was making the game-winning catch against Boise State.
That was a cool deal, by the way. Billy Tubbs' grandson, brother was a baseball star at OU. Really, really good story.
Well, Cabinets. K-State.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Tulsa, 14-point favorite over Arkansas State. By the way, you guys all missed OU, OSU, and Tulsa last week.
Okay, thanks for pointing that out.
Tulsa and OSU covered, OU did not. Just halfway on.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm taking TU. They are the best 0-3 team in the nation.
I think you're right.
Their running back is really good. Prince, he's legit. I mean, their quarterback is starting to figure it out, but man,
he did last week.
That running back,
he carved up Ohio State. He's carved him up
all over the place.
I think he threw for 400 yards or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Best 0-3 team.
Yeah, I'll take TU also. Can we pick the Arkansas Texas A&M game?
Sure.
Ooh,
I know. Talk about the game of the week.
That's a 5-point A&M on the road at Arkansas.
Yeah, what a game. I mean, that is going to be – that stadium should be absolutely rocking. I'm going to take A&M here, but this line kind of spooks me. Arkansas is really, really good.
I'm going Pick Suey.
You're taking the Hogs.
At home, yeah. You betcha. Them crazy people in that in the stands there – I'd be scared deaf if I was Texas A&M.
They already got Texas. They may end up being Texas State champions.
That's right.
You're right.
That's it.
That's all right. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
All right.
I'm out of room on the sheet.
Have a good call tonight, Evan.
Thank you.
Everybody enjoy the night. It's going to be beautiful. Have fun. Wish Evan happy birthday.
Tomorrow, bring him up something. A hot dog tonight.
Yeah,
and Rev,
just throw it up.
Have a good time at homecoming. They're honoring you as an alum.
No, I don't think that's true.
It is. They're honoring all alumni, and you're an alum. So should be a great, beautiful night.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Guys.